It's a good time to make sure that herbicide spray rigs are ready to roll in order to get those pre-emergent herbicides down in tree and vine crops. Kurt Hembree is a UCANR Weed Management Farm Advisor in Fresno County. Well, Kurt, thanks for being with us today on the California Ag Today podcast.
Well, it's good to be with you, Patrick, as well.
Well, Kurt, I guess it's a good time once the harvest is completed for growers to think about pre-emergent herbicides for the upcoming year.
Right, Patrick. I think, you know, for nut crop growers particularly, this is a good time of the year. They're finishing their harvest as the rains approach. I think this is the opportunity to really make sure your spray rig in operation is the strongest point. And so making sure it's up to par, there's no leaks, it's been calibrated. And for, you know, heaven's sake, check those spray nozzles. Have your guys check them. Replace the ones that are worn or damaged. They don't do you any good on the spray rig. We want to make sure the growers and applicators have the appropriate nozzles on there. It's going to help not only for their coverage standpoint, trying to get the herbicide to the ground or to the weeds where they need it, but also to reduce some of the drift potential. So it's really critical. That's something that has to be done right off the bat. And then I think second would be selecting those appropriate herbicide combinations, which really needs to include at least two different chemistries or modes of action in the tank. And that's going to help, you know, starve off weed resistance. And some of your tougher weeds, you tend to get more weeds with a couple different modes in the tank. And if you need the post-emergent at the time these pre-emergents are go out, you have to consider that. And so you may have to have two or three different things in the tank this time of year as we go into winter. But if you want to, you know, have a clean berm come springtime, you need to start it off clean. And that's probably the best thing you can do is get the appropriate mixes in the tank. And then really target the resistant weeds and target the toughest ones you know you're going to have to battle. And if that means having multiple tank mixes for multiple fields, you know, based on the weed flushes, that's really what you have to do, I think.
Well, Kurt, what about weeds that seem to be more tolerant to herbicides?
Sometimes growers run into performance problems strictly based on the weed spectrum, and that can change from field to field, so you have to be aware of that. Now, if that means using more than one specific tank mix, that's what you have to do because you just can't afford to have weed escapes based on a single tank mix. And the third thing is probably making sure, particularly with the rains, if we have a rainy season, you have enough equipment. If you have equipment that breaks down and you can't get across the field before the next storm keeps you out, that's where you run into problems with either larger weeds later or just uneven emergence. So you might have half the field sprayed, and maybe you're out for a few days because of the rain, and you wonder why there's some, you know, ununiform weed emergence issues. That typically happens. So making sure that everything's done, ready to go, and being prepared in case there are breakdowns that you can jump on it pretty quickly.
Well, Doug, that's all great information. Getting ready for the pre-emergent sprays. Thanks for being with me today on the California Ag Today podcast.
Thanks, Patrick.